Who is, gee, what is your title? Folk Arts Coordinator. And she has been around the Strait rooting out old ways. And she rooted out this fella. Absolutely unique, Moses Williams from Waverly. That's down in Polk County, in case you don't know where it is. Moses plays Delta blues on his one-stringed folk instrument. Well, sometimes it's called the your daddy board. He's also called one-wire slim, broom-wire slim, curtain-wire slim, and the doorman. This is his first time at Florida Folk Festival, and if he's any good, we hope it won't be his last. I'm sure he is. Let's welcome Moses Williams and his assistant. Well, here, he was first discovered by one of our good old friends, Dwight Devane, down at Lake Hamilton. So let's welcome Moses aboard. And by George, he does have a board.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all choose the Catfish Blues number 2 by Moses Williams, but they call me the Dough Man in Haines City. Thank you. to the church. I fell on my knee to pray. I didn't know Doug Calhoun got to go to that bus. Right down in his apple farm. I didn't know Doug Calhoun, you know he'll teach you right. Lord, you can pick his apples in the daytime, you know you can. Working is off a planet now. Oh, you know, you got a daughter by the name Margaret Calhoun. Lord, you give me a ride in a brand new snowmobile. You know I love Lord, anything my children love. You know I built the whole house. You know, yeah, I can. Lord, I can tell my world Saturday. Whoa. The home is all right, but there's no is. Love be so bad for both of me.
question or two.
Yes, ma'am.
May I, okay? I want to ask him a question or two. I know you all want to know as much as I. How long have you been playing the door?
About 40 years.
Uh-huh. How did you come upon fixing up that contraption?
Well, the mule worked me so hard, I just thought I could get the haywire and make me some music my own. Then I wouldn't have to be plying along with a mill all the time.
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful example of how important music is in our lives. Man's desire to make music. Isn't that wonderful? And some of you can't see that he's got a tin can holding the string out up top and a bottle holding it out down at the bottom, and he's playing it with a bottle. So now you can go home and make yourself one, but I doubt that you can do with it what Moses has done with it. Let's give him another great big hand.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to play Which Way Did My Baby Go? That's what the children like to dance on. And I like to play it too because I love to see them dance. All right, I'm coming out on it right now. Did my baby, which way did my baby go? Did she stop by here? Did she keep on down there? I never loved her. That's all right, Mama. Your trouble gonna come someday. Said it might be tomorrow. Said it might be tomorrow. But some old long time. Thank you. left my head before.
Back there, and if anybody wants to hear some more, why, they can come around. Okay?
Well, thank you all so much.
Oh, yeah. He's going up to the Folk Life Center. Good. The Lord's blessing.
Well, how often do y'all have this? Anytime y'all have something, y'all let me know. Thank you.
I don't know whether it has anything to do with it or not, but he was playing with a Smirnoff vodka bottle. Oh, that was better than syrup to sop. We thought yesterday and the day before, we had a fella here playing real tunes on a conch shell. And it was absolutely astounding. He's from Key West, and I hope he'll be back many times. But I think this has got him beat, don't you? I sure do. Well, I don't know whether Bertha can fill that spot or not. I think she can. Bertha Bloodworth has been coming to the Florida Folk Festival for a long time. She and I have been friends ever since we've been born in Gainesville. She's a PhD. I'm not. I was her teacher, and I take a little credit for her. But she has collected place names of Florida. And you know, we have some funny ones, Okahumpka and Weewahitchika and Two Egg and Itchtuckney and Sop Choppy and Tallahassee. And Bertha's here to tell you about them. Let's clap her onto the stage.
Thelma says, I guess this is about the 99th time I've stood on a Florida Folk Festival stage and talked about place names, and 10 minutes are never enough to say all I want to say. I always want to tell you and to prove it with the names themselves that the whole history of Florida is told in its place names. The place names describe her completely, and that they tell many things about the culture and character of her settlers. I always want to tell you, too, about some of the strange things that have happened to some of the names through the years and why. Like the Spanish Cao Hueso becoming Key West, because to the English, hueso sounded like west, and it just so happened that Key West is the westernmost of the Florida Keys. And another example of the same kind of thing is the Spanish Rio Blanco, which means white river, turning out to be exactly the opposite in English, the black river, because blanco sounded like black to the English. And And you ought to hear what happened to the name of the Peace River through the years. It started out as the Rio de la Paz, which in Spanish means River of Peace. And it was translated into English as the Peace River. Then somebody misunderstood and called it the Peas River, you know, like black-eyed peas. And the Indians translated that into their language, and it was Talapchoca or something, which means River of Long Peas. And then somebody got historical, not hysterical, but historical, and found out that it really was peace and not peas, and so it finally came back almost to where it started, and it's the Peace River now. Strange things happen when you look through history. I always want to tell you, too, of some of the ingenious ways that names have been formed, have been made by Floridians. One of the ways, for instance, is to spell somebody's name backward or some word backward. Senya for Haynes. Remlap for Palmer. And Ekal for Lake. Things like that. And you look at those names, you think, an interesting name. And all of a sudden, you know, you never dream that if you spell it backward, you're going to come out with such a... commonplace thing is Lake, heavens, Ekal. And, of course, there are other forms of word play engaged in forming names, using blends of two or more names or words of other, you know, other words, as in Talquin for a lake which is near Tallahassee and Quincy, Talquin. And Nalcrest for a retirement village founded by the National Association of Letter Carriers, NALC, get it, with rest added to it, Nalcrest. I always want to tell a lot of things. I want to tell you some of the true stories, and I want to tell you some of the made-up stories. And there just never is time for it all. There's too much to choose from for a 10-minute slot on a program. It really takes a book. So Dr. Alton Morris and I wrote a book. And if you want to order it at a discounted pre-publication price, there's a booth back in the crafts area where you can. Dr. Morris, incidentally, was very instrumental, as many of you know, in starting the Florida Folk Festival in the first place. He is sick this year and could not come, but he sends you his love and his book. Well, the book is called Places in the Sun, and if you get a copy, I do hope you will enjoy it. Meanwhile, today, what shall I say about place names? Do you remember, you do, of course, remember Hernando de Soto. When I was in school, I learned that he discovered the Mississippi River and that he was buried in the Mississippi River. What they did not tell me in school, so far as I remember, is that Hernando de Soto spent the winter of 1539-40 in Florida, and that he celebrated near Tallahassee with his band of priests and men the first Christmas ever celebrated in what is now the United States. And they say that as he passed through Florida that winter, they say he had a daughter named Sarah, which of course resulted in Sarah DeSoto. Then they say that when DeSoto passed through Florida that winter, he named a place for that daughter. And that name finally was contracted to Sarasota. Now, do you believe that? There really isn't a word of truth in it. Sarasota is one of our mystery names, and, you know, I won't go into all that, but I will tell you that DeSoto did not have a daughter named Sarah. He did not name Sarasota. But tell the story, if you wish. Tell it with a side dish of salt, grain of salt or two. At least Senor DeSoto was in Florida 16 years after Ponce de Leon claimed it for Spain. And tell this story, too, also with salt as a side dish. A traveler along the Apalachicola River in Liberty County came upon the dead body of an Indian. And he looked at it and he said, "He's stiff and ugly." And hence the place was named Estefanolga. And we have Estefanolga, Florida. You don't believe that, I know. And how about this one? In Lake County, there was an Indian village where the squaws had been given strict orders not to speak to white men. Never say a word to a white man. Well, one day a party of whites came through, and one of them said to a squaw standing by the road, "What's the name of this place?" And she looked inquiringly at a brave standing nearby. She remembered her orders, so she looked at him. And he said, "You may tell them." And so the name of the place is, to this day, Umatilla, Florida. Okay? Now, and everybody knows the little Miami love story. A young man, sometimes he's an Indian brave, sometimes he's a Spanish cavalier, loved an Indian maid. And he told her one day that she was more beautiful than all the flowers in Florida. She said, "My, am I?" There you are. The spot was named Miami. Now, there are obvious flaws in this story, as well as others. For instance, why did the Indian maiden speak English in the first place? In the second place, how would such an incident result in a place name, actually, such a private and insignificant incident? But there are other little stories that smack of folklore that have a more believable quality. In Jackson County, there was a country store run by two brothers who were thinking about what they would, talking about, I guess, about what they would name the community which was growing up around them. And a child came in, and she put one egg up on the counter and said, "Mama says to send her one egg's worth of potash," and she put another egg up, "and one egg's worth of bladder snuff." And so they named the place Two Egg. The story is also told that the first customer who came in bought two eggs. And probably there are other stories told. And if you know any, I'd like to have them. There was a place in Washington County that for a long time didn't have a post office. And a Mr. Bostick, who was contemplating establishing a post office there, was very fond of homemade rum. So one day he and a friend rode into town in the buggy to get some rum. And his friend went in. Mr. Bostick sat in the buggy waiting, and he was meditating on what he would name the new post office when it came along. And his friend came back about that time and announced, "No rum." So we have No Rum, Washington. No Rum, Florida in Washington County. Well, that's folklore. Some fact, some fancy, orally transmitted, and usually unprovable. And my 10 minutes are going by. So order Places in the Sun if you want to read more about the history and romance of Florida place names. And meanwhile, I wrote, just for this occasion, just for you, a song without music, the song of a homesick cracker. Here it is. I want to go back to Tallahassee, red hills, and hollows cool and grassy. I long to see Fen Holloway and ramble down Boggy Hollow Way. I yearn to return to Alachaway and with Lacoochee and Chattahoochee and even Lacoochee. Like Jolson on his knees singing Mammy, I whistle Spanish Harbor Keys and hum Miami. I cry for dear Gainesville and think of Paso Grille. Audubon and Avalon, Osceola, Gasparilla, Zephyr Hills and 100 Villes, Niceville, Bishopville, Jacksonville, Micanopy, Miccosukee, Pensacola, Osceola, Apalachicola, Athena, Waukena, Wakulla, Ocala, O'Galley, Key West, Nowcrest, Sarasota, Ecoshote, Old Sewanee, Lackawanna, Orange, and Naranja are names that ring tunes like golden doubloons. And when I am far away, I can close my eyes and let them arise and say what they have to say of a land with a name that came from Spain, a land that took names from many other nations, so that cities and rivers and railroad stations tell in their names of men who came from all over the world to this place, and also tell of the noble race that was here before Spaniards came. And some of them tell of the land as well, its pines and its palms and its orange trees, and its rivers and lakes and sunny seas. Oh, Florida names will always sing wherever crackers go, and light up the fame of the state with a name that came from Spain long ago.
Well, while she's promoting that book, and it's important, just as our folk directory is important. And if you want to know more about that folk directory, go up and talk to Peggy in the folk arts area up there. And here's another little gem that's being sold over in the craft area, Southern Literary Cookbook. And it's just fascinating. I'm sure there must be some cures in it, along with some history, some household hints, as well as, I opened it here, and it's got a recipe for pink potato salad. What do you know? Pink. And crisp fruit salad to name. Anyway, go up there and peruse it. And don't miss the Strictly Folk booth. They're selling the records of many of the artists who have recorded and have performed here this weekend. Well, in sharp contrast to the Yakety Board and Moses Williams contraption, here's one of our beautiful, beautiful singers that you ask for again and again. Your friend and my friend, Evelyn Beers Bernstein from Petersburg, New York, and her wonderful accompanist, Kevin Roth from Unionville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much. Here's a riddle song. I will give my love an apple without e'er a core. I'll give my love a house without e'er a door. I will give my love a palace wherein he may be, and he may unlock it without any key. can there be an apple without e'er a core? How can there be a house without e'er a door? Where can there be a palace wherein he may be, that he may unlock it without any key? My head is the apple without e'er a core. My mind is the house without e'er a door. My heart, it is the palace wherein he may be, and he may unlock it without any key. My heart, it is the palace wherein he may be, and he may unlock it without any key.
Thank you. First time at Kevin ever played for me, we sang together, played together, "The Water is Wide." And so we'll sing that for you now.
The water is wide, I cannot get o'er, neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that two can row, and I will row. My love and I leaned my back against an oak, thinking it was a mighty tree, but first it bended and then it broke. Just as your love proved false to me, I put my hand into some rosy bush, thinking it was the sweetest flower that grew. I pricked my finger to the bone and left the sweetest flower alone. Oh, love is tender and love is true, just like a jewel when first is new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning dew.
Thank you. Today is Memorial Day.
Nights are long since my buddy, nobody quite so true. I miss your voice, the touch of your hand. I long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you. Of your hand, I long to know that you understand, my buddy, your buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sweet Evelyn, I must tell you that Frank Mitchell was all primed and ready to come. You know how delightful he is. He's the last of our old-timey shoeshine men in our area. He works in Lake City. And, oh, how Frank looks forward to coming over here and showing out. Well, sir, Thursday he had a heart attack and was put in intensive care. Well, I had pretty good news of him from his boss today that he's out of intensive care. But, oh, he was worrying so because he was not able to be here. So we all wrote him a note and sent him a program, and we hope this is going to make him feel better. Now, we have an exciting first, like the doorman, Moses. This young man is completely different. He's an accomplished musician, just plays everything. But I'm going to let him show you. I'll quit talking about him. He's from Miami, and his name is Larry Slavin. Let's give him a great big hand.
I love you.